Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the new theocracy. Today's show I've entitled How the Theocracy Meets the Autocracy. Obama, of course, is the autocrat, and the churches are the theocracy. What's intriguing to me is how the left, which allegedly hated the churches and religion, are now embracing the churches because the churches have eschewed religion. You see, now that the churches have abandoned religion as we know it and have become nothing but businesses with skull caps and various accoutrements of the church, it's nothing but a theocracy, a business. They're the ones cashing in on the illegal alien racket. How do I know it? Am I making it up? Is it an attempt to offend anybody? None of the above is true. Here's the headline. Obama is set to open a $50 million a year resort for illegal alien children, complete with tennis courts, sauna, and pools. And guess who will run this abandoned Texas resort hotel and transform it into a 600-bed facility for illegal aliens pouring in from Central America? Free Wi-Fi, cable TV are included in the simply decorated guest rooms. The Palm Air Hotel and Suites in Texas is about to be sold to, you guessed it, the Brown Shirts, Baptist Child and Family Services, operating under an Obama federal contract, according to reports from Weslaco, Texas, where the hotel is located. The resort hotel for illegal alien children is reportedly the first in the nation. It has to be ready by the 1st of October, 2.5 months from now. Average stay for the illegal alien border jumpers, 15 days. The Palm Air Hotel and Suites advertises two outdoor swimming pools for the illegals, jacuzzi, sauna, steam room, two racquetball courts, outdoor tennis courts for the illegals, picnic area with grills, and a fitness center with 20 machines and free weights. Now, the Baptist Child and Family Services plans to employ 650 people, and they're going to pay between $45 to $10 an hour. It's going to be an intake facility for illegal alien children, which serves a lot like a hospital emergency room, said one of the Brown Shirts, Krista Pfeiffera, BCFS. That's the Baptists. Notice how they use an acronym to cover up the church connection. It's now BCFS. It's no longer Baptist Child and Family Services. See, that's La Raza. Changed their name from La Raza to LR something else. Once they know the people are infuriated by their connection to Obama, they go from a church to an acronym. Are you ready for this? How do you feel about churches making billions? How do you feel about churches making billions on Obama contracts to cater to illegal aliens? Doesn't it offend anyone out there? Okay, then I'll move on. You don't care that they're getting swimming pools and tennis courts. BCFS contract for the Palmer Hotel is worth $50 million a year to the Baptist Child and Family Services operation. Now, I told you about Catholic charities, how most of their revenue comes from you to Obama. I told you the connection between the theocracy and the autocracy. Is it falling on deaf ears? Do you notice that the left, which has attacked churches for ages, is now in sync with the theocracy meeting the autocracy? Because the churches are no longer teaching religion. See, once the churches became liberalized and stopped teaching religious doctrine, they were suddenly acceptable to the Marxists on the left. Wait, it gets even better. Are you ready? Marxist Pope Francis tells the U.S. to welcome illegal aliens. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. In a message to the Mexico Holy See Colloquium on Migration and Development, Marxist Pope Francis said, well, I don't have to tell you what he said. We know who he is, and we know how he came to power. Remember, he is the first non-European pope in 1,400 years. Who picked them? How did this man who grew up under a Marxist dictatorship suddenly get selected by the Catholic Church to be pope? And why, at the same time, we have a Marxist presidency? How did that happen? He gives you a whole story about how we have to accept them. I would say the Vatican should accept them. They have lots of fine art. They could sell off some of their Michelangelos and Raphaels. In fact, I'd line up and buy one. I'll offer $1 million for the first Raphael that the Pope wants to sell to me. And you could use it for all the illegal aliens that you want, Mr. Francis. I offer $1 million right now for the first Raphael. Because as you well know, it's probably worth a lot more than that. I'm sure it's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but it's, of course, a comedic statement. Released illegal alien arrested for murder. That's on the top of the Drudge Report. He came here making believe he was a child. He had children with him. He went and killed someone, butchered her. Released illegal alien arrested for murder. Top of the Drudge Report. But look, I understand you don't want to hear about this. You'd rather listen to someone talking about naked girls, lesbians, squeezing balloons inside his studio and making them into animals, pornographic animals. That's where the money is in radio today. The money in radio today is in entertainment. Nobody wants to hear any of this. I mean, you don't want to hear about the theocracy meeting the autocracy. You don't want to hear about your churches being an arm of the Marxist regime that's running America off the cliff. You don't want to hear me saying the Pope is a Marxist. It makes you uncomfortable. You don't want to hear me saying that Harry Reid is the biggest liar in the history of the universe, because what I'm about to play for you will make your ears steam and probably burn off your head. In 1993, Harry Reid opposed illegal alien freeloaders and phony asylum seekers. That was Harry Reid in 1993, and we have the sound for you right now on the Savage Nation. Neil, play clip 3.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee a full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country, county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
That's Harry Reid, who now supports broken borders. This is Harry Reid in 1993 calling for an end to birthright citizenship. This is Harry Reid attacking Hispanics. This is Harry Reid saying Hispanics are violating our law. This is Harry Reid filing a bill that would have done exactly what some Republicans now demand, end birthright citizenship for children of illegal aliens. That was Harry Reid then. This is Harry Reid now. This is Michael Savage. The phone number is 855-407-282. Let me start with some calls. That's all. Let's start with some calls. Donna, WABC, fire away from New York City.
Yes, Michael, I agree with you. Pope Francis is the false pope. He's a false prophet. He's going to destroy the Catholic Church, remove all concepts of sin and morality. And he is working with Obama and one world religion, one world government people about that kind of a type.
It'll be a Nova religion, a sort of acceptable, non-moralistic religion that has no meaning whatsoever. Where all of the prohibitions of the Old Testament will be thrown out the door, and it will become nothing but a Mr. Rogers Disneyland religion under Pope Francis.
Yes, where sin is no longer told to be an issue, we have to accept everything.
Well, no, you're wrong. The only sins will be anti-immigrant sentiment, homophobia, and anti-government sentiment. Those will be the new cardinal sins. In fact, Pope Francis could put out a new Ten Commandments to supersede that of God's Ten Commandments. It should be one, you shall not criticize your government. The second prohibition shall be, you shall not criticize your pope. The third one, you can go down the list, write your own Ten Commandments.
Well, I agree, but I do think there is a man called an Antichrist, a great world leader. That's why the entire world is being blown up for this one big guy to come forward and say, I am the Messiah.
Who is the Messiah? I thought Obama was the Messiah.
I believe he's just a puppet. He was put in there to...
So you mean there's a puppet master who's coming who's going to be worse than him?
Yes.
Who's that going to be? Harry Reid?
Well, I think it's in the Old Testament. I think it's going to be someone from the Middle East that's going to create a false peace between Arabs, the Arab Islamics and Israel and so forth.
Nah, that's never going to happen. There can't be peace in the Middle East. It's a biblical war. It'll never end. Israel's just told 100,000 Gazans to leave their homes. Did you hear that? Well, I'll give you some new information. And thank you for that call. Israel warns 100,000 residents of Gaza to leave. They're getting ready for a ground invasion. The Israelis have raised 8,000 additional reservists. They're going in to clean the clock of the rocket throwers. They had enough of the rockets landing in their children's nurseries. They don't care what the insane left says about them. They're ready to defend their children and women. They're not going to disappear and be thrown into the Mediterranean. They're going to clean out Gaza and take it back. They never should have given it to them. Of course, that was a big mistake. We talked about it when it was done. We knew what would happen. But, you know, this should be a warning of what's going to happen if Israel's forced to give up the so-called West Bank, which is biblically Judea and Samaria. In other words, if they're doing this from a little strip of sand called Gaza, what are these haters going to do if you give them half of Israel? They're going to open a falafel stand? Are you people insane? It's a war to end all wars. It's win or lose. It's kill or be killed. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. Nothing. Nothing anyone can do about it. How do you feel about churches making billions on Obama contracts to cater to illegal aliens? Feds to open $50 million resort hotel for illegal children, complete with tennis courts, sauna, and pool. This came to us from Gateway pundit Kristen Taylor. Unbelievable story. I almost fell out of my chair, and I thought I saw everything. Do you feel good as a Baptist? Do you think I'm wrong for pointing out the corruption in the churches? Or do you feel good about your church? Do you feel good about Glenn Beck delivering food and cooking for them in order to gain a little publicity? They're not starving. The government's giving them tamales and three hots and a cot. I mean, the government's giving the illegal alien children three hots and a cot right now. So what does this con man need to go down there with a trailer and make believe he's saving their lives? He's not doing it for the children. You don't understand anything. You think that because I'm saying this, that I'm mad at him or I'm trying to get even with someone. I'm not. I'm trying to show you all the people cashing in on the illegal alien game. Do you get it? All right. You don't want to hear about it. I don't think anyone cares about it. There's probably 30 people left in America who cares about America. Is there still an America? I want to know, is there still an America? Is my definition of a nation as borders, language, and culture still viable in an age of international Marxism? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
As it stands, our society is not yet colorblind, nor should it be, given the disparities that still afflict and divide us. We must be color brave and must never forget that all are made better and more prosperous if all are given equal opportunities.
So Eric Holder is pushing race hatred again. Every other day, another speech on racial division. Every other day, the big lie that there's no equal opportunity, even though the government spends billions of dollars a year to impose equal opportunity where there is more than enough equal opportunity. Even though everyone bends over backwards to make sure white males are pushed aside, that's not good enough, Eric Holder. No, he said we must be color brave, whatever that means. I wonder which college moron wrote that for him. What is socialism? Well, it has to do with an awful lot of things. It has to do with property. There's 100 definitions of socialism, 1,000 sects of socialism. Most of you don't know that. See, most of you say Marxist or socialist, you think it's one thing. And if you actually review it, there are many, many different definitions of socialism and 1,000 sects of socialists. It has to do with property. It has to do with access. And what we have in the White House is a form of Leninism, not Marxism per se. I wrote that in a book two books ago. And there were primitive socialists known as communists who wanted to abolish private property altogether. That's not what Obama and Holder and Feinstein and Pelosi want to do. Not at all. You understand that? In primitive communism, the state owned all the property. That's not what they're saying. Their billionaires and trillionaires own all the property. See, they don't want the state to own it. They want the people whose planes they fly on to own it. That's how it works. So now what Holder does is divide and conquer. Him and Obama have a very simple stratagem. It's worked for them to get where they are, even though they're third-rate minds. Very dangerous, very, very calculating, but not really the highest level of humanity. They're third-rate minds. None of them have invented anything. None of them have written anything anyone would ever remember. They're not known for any musical composition, novels, poetry, art, sculpture, nothing. They're known for nothing, no scientific advancement. They're known only for advancing hatred in the society. That's all they'll be remembered for if eventually they are thrown out or someone else is elected, which is increasingly unlikely. It looks increasingly unlikely that these politicians will ever let a fair election occur in this country again. I don't think there's been a fair one for a while. I'm pretty sure Obama stole the last election. How did he do it? You don't remember this. Just before the last election, 2012, remember what he did in 2011? He gave amnesty to 3 million so-called Dreamers, 3.5 million to be exact. And what was the margin by which he beat Romney? 3.5 million votes. You don't remember any of this. He's doing it again. What do you think these women and children are here for? You think anyone's going to... Do you realize if a 2-year-old went into a poll in California, they would let them vote? The little old lady with blue hair, sitting there from the League of Communist Women Voters, they'd say, oh, well, we can't ask for their national identity. It would be racist. How do you feel about churches making billions through federal contracts? You feel good about that? Lexington, Kentucky, Jerry, fire away. We have 30 seconds. Go ahead, please.
But yeah, as a pastor and former Baptist, no, we're incensed by this. Look, if there are people here that are hungry, need to be taken care of, that's one thing. But to facilitate them in breaking the law and to make money on it for the federal government, Obama is...
$50 million a year to the Baptist Family Services organization to operate a resort hotel for illegal children.
Yeah.
Doesn't it upset you as a Baptist?
Well, yeah, it does. And like I said, Obama's a poster child for everything that the church should stand against. And by the way, the Pope is not the father of the church. He's the leader of the Catholics, but he does not speak for the whole church.
No, I understand that completely. Believe me, I understand that. Well, I guess the other Baptists like it, though. Many of you called and called me an evil name yesterday because I attacked the fakers who are making billions on this.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Today, the Savage Nation is talking about how the theocracy has met the autocracy, meaning the church-state complex. And we've disclosed through the Gateway Pundit that the government, the Obama regime, is going to give a $50 million a year contract to the Baptist Child and Family Services organization to provide a resort hotel complete with tennis courts, sauna, and pools for the illegal alien children. It will include medical and mental health care, on-site educational programs, recreational programs for these children, and case management. And they will be hiring people at $45 to $10 an hour through the Baptist Child and Family Services organization. I don't know whether you need to have a brown shirt in order to be hired by BCFS, but I would think that a brown shirt would be a very good thing to wear during the interview. MJ on the Internet, how do you feel about the theocracy-autocracy complex?
Papa Savage, this is an abomination from the false church, another crazy tactic that when are people going to wake up with all this stuff that's happening? And you're one of the very few people out there that keep trying to warn us. You try to warn us about Glenn Beck. You keep trying to tell us, and no one's listening.
No, no one really is listening. I got to tell you, MJ, there's some gigantic amnesia out there. And I have an option. The option is to stop talking about it and go on to other things, but I don't know how to do that. The country's under siege.
No, keep going, Dr.
How in the world can the African-American community permit this to go on when there are so many poor amongst them? I don't understand this.
I'm a woman of color myself, Dr. Savage, and, you know, and I can't understand it myself.
But how does Holder get away with this big lie about equal color and equal opportunity while he's shafting his own people? I mean, Holder's shafting his own African-American community by catering to illegal aliens.
Yes.
Is there nobody in the African American community who could stand up to them?
Unfortunately, I really don't see a lot of people who will come to
Well,
the
we
court.
Certainly know who High Jackson is. That's why he hasn't said a word. He's put his snout out there to see if he can grab a couple of hundred mil out of it. So there are no... Where's the spokesman for this? Thanks for the call. Released illegal alien arrested for murder. Mm-mm. How do you feel about churches making billions on Obama contracts to cater to illegal aliens? That's the question of the day. Anyone support that? WABC, New York City. Steve, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, this is Steve.
Yeah, you're on the radio with Michael Savage and millions of others. What's on your mind?
Okay, I am a Roman Catholic, and I agree with you that Marxist Pope Francis is a Marxist, but the church understands needs people to increase its popularity, so they're encouraging. Okay,
that's right. In other words, they need warm bodies in the pews that have emptied out. In other words, the indigenous population has got tired of the whole spiel, and they're saying we're in trouble. We got more, you know, bricks and mortars. We got billions invested in these beautiful cathedrals. And they've hollowed out. No one's going to them anymore. What do we do? Let's see. Well, we bring them in. We bring we have to fill the theater somehow. So let's bring them in from Honduras. Let's bring them in from Guatemala. They're all very big believers in the Catholic religion. And let's put them in there that way. But how are you going to pay for it? Easy. Federal government contracts. So that's what I mean by the theocracy and the autocracy. Neil, I had you pull some Lenny Bruce, Religion Incorporated, from 50 years ago. He was the father of stand-up comedy. Him and Mort Saul really created the whole genre in the sense of the sarcasm level. I don't mean that there weren't comedians before them. There were. But their level or their style of sarcasm was not really popular. Social commentary. In other words, there were comedians who made jokes. These guys, like Lenny Bruce, were social satirists. And if we could play a little bit of Religion Incorporated...
Moses is still whacked out from a mezuzah he broke open and found nothing inside. How long has this been going on? God only knows. How corrupt. They knew no one breaks them open. They just found one. Had a piece of paper said made in Japan.
50 years ago, that was such bravery, you have no idea, to take on the church and the organized religion in general, including Judaism, especially from a guy like Lenny Bruce. He had no political contacts. He ended up nicely with an overdose in a bathroom in L.A. Oh, yeah, that wasn't a murder. That wasn't an assassination for taking on the church. No, that was a plain old O.D., I'm sure of that. No. The Vatican doesn't have whatever. So we're already skating on very thin ice now. It's reaching a point of almost no return. When you see a theocracy emerging in America in cahoots with an autocracy, what you understand now is you've had a complete and total revolution. Because in the old days, the church was opposed by the socialist. First thing the socialist did was really debase the church. Let's go back to the communist revolution. I'm a student of Bolshevism. They sacked the churches. They stole the religious items. They killed the priests. You don't know any of this. The communists killed the priests and sacked the churches, by and large, because they hated religion. They wanted to replace religion with the state. They said that religion is the opiate of the masses. Karl Marx, religion is the opiate of the masses. Well, now we wake up and we say suddenly, wait a minute, the theocracy has joined the state, the Marxist state. So you can turn it around from religion is the opiate of the masses to something else. I don't have the exact answer right now. My mind isn't functioning at its full V16 cylindrical capacities. I'm running on only 8 cylinders today. The other 4 cylinders haven't been turned on to get me even up to 12. I'm on a V8 level today. The V16 hasn't kicked in yet. Just I'm dragging today a little bit. Nothing to do with the news. Just dragging. That's all. Because it's... Listen, I got to tell you something. If I were listening to me in a car somewhere on the Belt Parkway in Brooklyn, or listening in Texas on a freeway, or if I were listening anywhere in America, I don't have to give you a place somewhere, you know, 230 stations or whatever, big stations, powerful stations, nice audience. If I were listening to this, I don't know if I could take it anymore. That's the problem. Many of you are saying, the guy is right, I love the man, but I cannot listen to this anymore. I can't take it. The country is completely gone. We have a criminal regime destroying the country. with virtually no opposition. So what is the average man supposed to do? Then we wake up and it gets even worse. And we find out the churches have joined the theocracy, making billions of dollars in federal contracts. They're in on the illegal alien thing. So the problem is, what is the real issue about the illegal aliens? Do you really oppose them, or is this just hype to stir up the right-wing masses? You see, the left doesn't even think it's a problem. What you don't understand is that if you talk to the average left-winger or the person who doesn't even know what's going on, they wouldn't even care. They'd say it's a big country, we can afford it. They wouldn't care. It's just a big deal, no big deal. It's a few billion dollars. Before long, they'll be infesting our schools with tuberculosis and stuff, and we can treat that. So what if a few kids get TB? They'll say, so what, we can treat it. So what if a few kids get H1N1? Doesn't matter, we can treat it. See, that's the attitude of the liberal. It's along the lines of department stores who accept, I think the number was 7% of merchandise would be stolen a year. I think it's called whatever they call pilferage. How's it called? Loss. They write it off as a loss. They know that about 7% of the inventory is going to be stolen every year in a department store. But they don't put police at every counter. So the average American says, so what? So it'll cost us another $100 billion, $200 billion. It doesn't matter. So a few people will get TB. So a few gang members will kill a few people. So there'll be a few thousand more rapes. So there'll be about 10,000 more drunken driving arrests or people being run over by them. So our schools will further decline. So the children will become stupider. So the hospitals become worse. So what? So what? I got my head in the sand. I got to go out and have a drink tonight. I got to have fun tonight. Girls just want to have fun. I just want pointy shoes and an orgasm tonight. I don't care about this. And secondly, I've been taught in school that we need diversity. Anyone who opposes diversity is a Nazi racist. You don't understand it. That's what they would think. That's what we're up against. So what can I say to you? You think I don't know what the other side thinks? I know exactly what they think. I know who they are. They've been brainwashed. The schools have done it to them. The media is 99 to 100% pure propaganda around the clock. You give them a headline, feds to open $50 million resort for illegal aliens. They'll say, so what? You tell them that an MS-13 gang member was just arrested with a car full of children. They'll say, so what? He was arrested. Now what? Let's go on. You say that a released illegal alien was just arrested for bludgeoning a woman to death in Texas. They'll say, so what? He was arrested. See, the law is working. You don't understand how they think. As long as they're the ones not getting raped or killed by them, as long as they're the ones who don't get tuberculosis, they don't care. That's how they look at it. You say to them, well, Russia is now opening a spy post in Cuba, reestablishing the Cold War because Obama has pushed Putin to a new Cold War. So what? Well, how does that matter to me? You say Israel's been forced to go to war because Obama has backed the Muslim Brotherhood and the Palestinians and the Muslims, and everyone thinks he's a Muslim. So what? What do I care about Israel? You know, I have a lady from El Salvador who works for me. And I don't know, so I know her for 10 years, over 15 years, would you believe this? And she speaks very bad English, and I speak very bad Spanish. She speaks better English than I speak Spanish. But I decided to speak to her last night in her car in Spanish, the best I could. And I said to her, Estudio Español para siete años. And she didn't understand that I had. She was amazed. And I started to speak in Spanish that came back to me. I studied for 7 years in high school and college. And I was speaking in broken Spanish, and we got really to know each other much better than we had known each other. You know what she did? She opened up her iPhone. She's a very religious woman. And she showed me a picture of Israel on one side, and on the other side were all the Muslims trying to attack and destroy Israel. And behind all of them was Obama in a cartoon. That's what they see in their churches. They hate Obama. I don't think you know this. I don't think you know this, but most religious Catholics in these churches hate Obama. They don't like Obama. They think he's the Antichrist. And I said, do you think he's sympathetic to the Muslims for any reason? She said, he is Muslim. She said that to me. I didn't say it to her. She said, he is a Muslim. She said, that's what we think in the church. He is a Muslim. So if you think that this is a slam-shut situation, I don't know, maybe there's some hope out there. The problem is there's no one articulating this for anyone. Where's Bane of the Drunk in all of this? Where is he? He's in a cloakroom somewhere? Where? How come he hasn't? I'd be on the floor every minute. I wouldn't get off the floor. I would filibuster around the clock. See, if I really wanted to stop this, I'd filibuster around the clock till it was stopped. I would tie up every spending bill. Not a dime would go to Harry Reid. Not a dime would go to Nancy Pelosi's district. Not a dime to Di-Fi. Not a dime to Barbara Boxer. Not a dime to Turban Durbin. Not a dime. I'd tie it right up until they stop this. So you have to say, well, why aren't they? Because they want it. Because the Republicrats are in the same business as them. I told you that. And so why should I eat my heart out? You know, you don't want to hear it anymore either. I get it. You're saying, okay, you're right, you're smart, terrific, wonderful, you made your point. Now move on, tell me a meatball recipe. See, the knee-jerk liberal thinks that it's good to have illegal immigration, illegal immigrants granted amnesty. They've been taught that. It would be great for America to give 100 million people, 70 million, 11 million, doesn't matter, amnesty. They don't even follow their logic. There is no logic left. None whatsoever. Here's one that you're not going to believe. Here's the Department of Homeland Security who was giving out birth control to girls who were coming in case they're raped on the way to the U.S. and Mexico. Wait a minute. I swear to God, I'm going to play this sound for you. The Department of Homeland Security is giving out birth control to these little girls, quote, in case they're raped on the way to the USA and Mexico. Did you know that there's massive rape that Obama is not stopping by encouraging them to come here? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So, America's talking about Obama's opening a $50 million resort for illegal children in Texas, complete with tennis courts, sauna, and pools. And the contract is going to the Baptist Child and Family Services Organization. They will be given $50 million a year to cater to the non-citizens. This is while veterans are dying in VA hospitals, and many Americans cannot get affordable housing. How do you feel about that? Eva, WABC in New York, go ahead, please.
I'm listening to you, Dr. Savage, and I'm going through the same thing. I put applications in every affordable housing apartment I can manage, and all they tell me when I get there is we're going to put you on a list, and you may not get housing for at least a year.
And Eva, the only way to get housing, are you in New York City?
Well, I used to live in New York. I'm in New Jersey now.
Well, if you want affordable housing in New Jersey, what you've got to do is say that you just came here from Honduras.
Yeah.
Change your name. Say that you're not yet a citizen, but you need housing. Otherwise, you're going to sue them.
I know. It's horrible. I've been, you know where I live? I hate to admit it, but I've been living in my car. I have no housing.
Well, why should you have a house? Why shouldn't we give it to the children from Honduras first, Eva?
Right. That's why I'm sick.
I mean, Eva, you had your chance to get housing. They haven't been given the American opportunity. I mean, I think it's very selfish of you to even want housing. In fact, I think that you should offer your car to the illegal aliens and live in the street altogether. That would be the American way, according to Eric Holder. That would be equal opportunity, wouldn't it?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. Obama to open $50 million resort for illegal children, complete with tennis courts, sauna, and pools. The $50 million a year contract will be given to the Baptist Child and Family Services Organization, a resort hotel only for illegal alien children, the first in the nation, must be opened by October 1st. The children will be given medical, mental health care, on-site recreation, educational programs. The hotel has unlimited free Wi-Fi, cable TV, an indoor Olympic-sized pool, and an outdoor pool, all for non-citizens, while our veterans are dying in the hallways of hospitals. But wait, it gets even better. It gets even better. MS-13 gang members are being found in the country hiding amongst the children. Released illegal alien arrested for murder. And all you hear about is diversity. How do you feel about the theocracy, meaning the autocracy? We've heard for years that the left hates the church, hates God, hates religion, hates the family. Now all of a sudden the left is in love with the church because it's no longer a church in the way that you came to see churches and synagogues. Churches and synagogues that once taught God's law. Churches and synagogues that once talked about morality. Churches and synagogues which preached the Ten Commandments hardly exist anywhere anymore. Instead, they become giant social clubs, and leftist social clubs at that. And now you wake up and find out that they are in cahoots with the federal government. Now you wake up and find out that they're making billions of dollars a year in federal grants, contracts, etc. Catholic Charities, the Baptist brown shirts, that's their definition themselves, not mine. How do you feel about that? WBAP Robert, welcome to the Savage Nation from Dallas. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, the simple truth is that the church, as expressed by the Bible, can never be governed or in association with any government except the government of heaven. For 2,000 years, the Baptist...
Well, I understand, but don't you see how this has been set up? It's not the church per se. They all set up front groups. In this case, it's the Baptist Child and Family Services, which is a wholly owned business. That's like Catholic Family Services. That's where they got the idea from. So the Catholic Church can say, we're not violating our 501c3 status as a church. We're not doing it. It's the Catholic Family Services. It's a wholly owned operation. We have nothing to do with it. That's the game. That's how it's played.
I understand, but your contention is that the theocracy is in cahoots with the autocracy. It isn't now, and it never has been. For 2,000 years, the church has been the church. It can't be universal and visible. It has to be local visible. It has to be autonomous. It has to be indigenous. It has no government but the government of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the body. Okay?
Well, but you're not hearing me. If it's a front group called Catholic Family Services getting the money, or in this case, the Baptist Child and Family Services, you know and I know the church per se is benefiting from it.
Dr. Savage, what I'm saying is you're not hearing me. The church cannot be what these people are calling the church. The Catholic Church didn't exist till 350 A.D., and it married into the government of Constantine so that it could become the state church. It never has been the church. The Catholic Church murdered the church for 1,700 years.
So you're saying that in your opinion, the churches are not really churches of God anyway?
That's right.
I see. Okay, I get it. I hear your point, sir, and I thank you very much. I meet people one after the other who tell me they believe in God, not in any organized religion, whether they're Christian. I meet Jews who say it. I meet a lot of Christians who say to me that they're very spiritual and they believe in God, but they don't believe in a church. It's not the first time I've heard that. Now we wake up and find out that it's one, you know, cozy relationship after another. Now, the DHS says that parents are giving birth control to the girls coming in from Central America because they're being raped along the way. Listen to clip number 8. You're not going to...
I've met with enough of these kids now, including a 15-year-old in Nogales 2 weeks ago who was 3 months pregnant, to have a real sense for what these kids go through. We've heard about how before they leave Central America, some of these kids' parents actually will give them birth control in case they're raped along the way.
You mean because they're being raped along the way, not in case. That's the price of passage, a little rape on the side. Now, any parent who would send her daughter through Mexico knowing she's probably going to be raped and the boys are going to be beaten and abused is an abusive parent who should be arrested by Interpol. The United Nations should arrest the parents for doing this to their children. I mean, Obama's being the mastermind of all of this. You say, come on, how can you keep blaming him for that? Cut it out. Because I've shown you, I put the paperwork up. A contract was issued last January. DHS offered contracts for services for these illegals. They knew it was coming. They planned it every step of the way. You get it? Now, we reported yesterday that there are cases of tuberculosis that are being brought in. There are cases of scabies being brought in. There are cases of Border Patrol agents coming down with untreatable tuberculosis. That's the Border Patrol saying it. And yet we have Mr. Gutierrez lying, putting out the big lie that they're not bringing in diseases. Listen to clip six from Mr. Gutierrez.
It's incredible. It's the old argument, right? I mean, they use it against immigrants when they came to Ellis Island. They use it against my mom and dad when they arrived from Puerto Rico in the 1950s. You can go and check. They're bringing diseases. Look, the fact is that hundreds of thousands of Americans travel to Honduras, travel to El Salvador, travel to Guatemala, travel to Mexico, travel to Central America. They're not coming back with the diseases.
No, they're not coming back with it because they stay in first-rate hotels, Mr. Gutierrez. But you know you're lying because the Border Patrol is reporting that they're bringing in scabies, TB, H1N, and swine flu, my friend. So stop putting out the big lie and stop trying to couch everything in racism. The fact of the matter is no sane nation on earth brings infected individuals into a country. But if you have a theocracy and an autocracy and a complicit media, there's nothing you can do about it. The only hope... No, I can't say it. I can't go down that road. No, sorry. I checked that. 855-407-282. You know, even I have my limits. I have my limits. Pope Francis calls on U.S. to welcome illegal immigrants. That's right. The Argentinian Marxist pontiff claims that the illegal immigrants, listen to what the Pope's twist to say, quote, they're forced to emigrate, suffer, and often die, blah, 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 blah. Many of their rights are violated, blah, blah, blah. They are obliged to separate from their families and unfortunately continue to be the subject of racist and xenophobic attitudes. This is the Pope putting out this hate. Now, the fact of the matter is the government of Honduras itself has said that they're not leaving because of violence. The government of Honduras said that they're not leaving because of violence. They're leaving because they're going to get a free ride in America. It has nothing to do with xenophobia. It has to do with insanity. That's all. Meanwhile, House Dems are pushing amnesty on Twitter, saying America's doors are open. And what's really strange about this is John Lewis, who's an African-American, says our doors are open. Why would John Lewis, a Democrat from Georgia, not be concerned first about the poor African-Americans in America? Why would he be in cahoots with Nancy Pelosi on this issue? Why? It's astounding to me, but I have all of it in front of me. You want to talk about something other than immigration? You can. I'm open. The hotel is open for business. The Savage Hotel is open. I saw a story that there's going to be a running of the bulls here in Sacramento, California. I would join PETA in a protest against these losers who are torturing the animals. I have been opposed to bullfighting for my entire life. It's a barbaric sport. Introduced to Spain by the Arabs during the Arab conquest of Spain. And the torment and torture of the bulls is something to behold. Now it's coming to America. And it's being run as a sport. And a bunch of drunk white guys are going to run next to the bulls and think it makes them a man. It helps them grow, you know what, in their mind, to torture innocent animals. So I have for you a Facebook poem on the running of the bulls, posted by an unattributed, and I put it up on, I pray to God it's still up there. Neil, ask Art to repost a picture of the poor bull dying in the streets after his throat was cut, bleeding to death, as the bloodthirsty low-life Spaniards dance around his carcass. And I'm going to read you the poem on the running of the bulls. Look into my eyes, what you see is fear, pure terror and sadness too. I cannot even recall how I got to this situation, says the bull. I'm surrounded by people. I see faces, hundreds of eyes staring at me. I can smell adrenaline, the roaring of a thousand excited voices that makes me sweat and tremble in fear. The bull says, I also feel the panic of my mates and we get together. Perhaps we might be able to protect one another this way. But we do not attack. We do not kill. We do not know how to do that. Our horns were made to bring a fast solution to small quarrels among our groups and to defend ourselves in case of need. We do not have violence running down our veins. And we reject confrontation. We are peaceful, thinks the bull. The bull says, that is the reason why I run. I run in desperation along the streets, trying to get away from the harassment and the blows inflicted to us by the public. I imagine the countryside, the soft grass being gently rocked by the wind and the silence, the smell of lavender in the air and the tickles caused by some ants walking up my legs. And I try to find a way out and get back to the country. But they hit me. I'm cornered by the mob. People are running behind me. at both of my sides and before me. They are everywhere. They're in my way, and I'm blinded. By those colors, red and white, I cannot control my body, and I fall down. Something cracks inside my body, and my skin is torn. There is blood coming out, my own blood. I try to ignore the pain, but I must run faster, faster, with more strength. The bull says I run. I keep running while I'm bleeding along the streets, growing, crying. My mouth is foaming, and my whole body starts to collapse. With every meter, my feet cower. I'm losing my hope. I try to get people out of my way by doing the only thing I can do, moving my head here and there in panic. Finally, I arrive at the bullfighting ring, the place where all tortures end. All this previous suffering has only been the beginning. The mob is waiting for me, and their laughter and applause are a bad omen for me. I can feel I'm facing the end of my life. I barely have any strength to fight back. My fate has been sealed. I am a bull, and I am already dead. I'm Michael Savage. I oppose bullfighting. It's a criminal action. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. How do you feel about, no, how do you handle what Obama's doing to this country? What do you do personally to either ignore or live with the fact that we have a man who's out to destroy the country? Do you know what just came out in addition to this horrible story? The former deputy chief of the Border Patrol said all of the good that was done after 9/11 up to now has been reversed single-handedly, and terrorists are sneaking in with the children. He said we're tied up capturing juvenile children from Guatemala and El Salvador. And he said when you see the cartels, the Zetas, the MS-13, the Gulf Cartel, laughing about this on the internet, you know what's behind it. And he said they know that they're now able to come across the border hiding amongst the children. Now, why would Obama want this? Why would any of them want this? Why? How do you deal with it? I want to know. Forget the issue itself. You see all of the devastation being conducted on this nation by the Democrats. What do you do on a day-to-day basis to ignore it? The answer is you don't listen to talk radio. You don't read the newspaper. You don't go on the internet. You just happen to be tuning the dial right now and you don't want to hear about it. In other words, you see no evil, you hear no evil, and you speak no evil. In other words, you're a classic loser. You are the evil. You are the pure evil. The individual who says, I hear no evil, I see no evil, I speak no evil, is actually the reason that we have evil. Because all it takes is a few good men to do nothing for evil to prevail, as the liberals taught all of us when we were young. And if you're one of those who refuse to do something, then you're part of the problem, not part of the solution. So if you have put your head in the sand because you say, well, what can I do about it? I got a family to raise. I can't do anything about it. Who cares? Who cares? It'll sort itself out. Get out of my way. I could care less. Then you're the problem. You have yourself to blame. But how do you cope with it? I assume if you're listening to the Savage Nation, you are concerned enough about the issues of the day to focus on them for a few minutes a day, whether it's my show, another show, an internet site. I mean, I see the fools in Marin County, California, the retired white men, the morons, the retired cops, the retired firemen, the idiots, sitting and reading the San Francisco paper, drinking a coffee. And the finger goes down the newspaper, line by line, like they're reading chapter and verse of a Bible. All Democrats. They never see one negative story about the hordes of illegals coming over the border. It's yet to be covered by the Chronicle in San Francisco. They haven't covered the story yet. And these idiots sit there, down the line, smiling, blue eyes, white hair, living like kings on $150,000 a year pension. They don't care what comes after them. You don't know how many cops are Democrats, do you? You think that someone has a badge and an American flag on their arm, that they hate Obama. I got news for you. Most of them love Obama. See, you don't know. See, this is the thing you don't know. You assume too much about people. You assume that if someone has an American flag and a fire truck, that they're diehard, let's say, borders language culture people. They're not. They're Democrats. Why? Because the union pensions. It's as simple as that. Then you got the white guilt. Then you got the fact that they love Obama because they think that he's a cool guy who's doing the right thing. He's making up for past wrongs. And so you don't even understand the situation as it is. WMAL, Paul, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Doctor, I'd like to thank you for that beautiful poem about the bulls.
I didn't write it, but my producer found it on the internet. It was heartbreaking, wasn't it?
And I totally, you know, for years, I've hated bullfighting also. And
yes, I understand the humane slaughter of animals for food, even though if you ever see it, you may never eat meat again. All it takes is one person's visit to a slaughterhouse once to make you understand that everything wants to live and everything fears dying.
There is a beautiful song called The Lonely Bull back in the 60s.
Oh. You know, this brutal animal torture was introduced to Spain. You know that around 1050, I think, in the year 1050.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's not indigenous to Spain. It was the Arab colonists that came in from North Africa introduced it during the Muslim invasion of Spain. They brought one of their cultural hobbies, which was torturing bulls. Well, my friends, the problem is this: what do you do to cope with all of this bad news in your day-to-day life? You take a pill. You don't listen to radio anymore. You just happen to tune me in to see what's going on. How do you deal with it? How? I asked you how you deal with it. That's what I want to know. I'm going to go positive now.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. We have very good news for you. Now, I can't take credit for this, but the outcry against hotel immigration has been so great today since the story broke. I have to assume this show had something to do with it, because there's only been one other talk show on. I don't know if he even covered it. They just canceled the plans to spend $50 million a year on a luxury hotel for illegal aliens. Let me repeat that. Illegal immigrant children were offered a $50 million a year hotel to stay in, the Palm Air Hotel in Texas. Swimming pools, medical care, health care, entertainment, free Wi-Fi, recreation at the Palm Air Hotel in West Laco, Texas, at a rate of $50 million a year going to the Baptist Family Services, whatever it's called. They call themselves Brown Shirts, by the way, which is quite interesting. $50 million resort for illegal children hit from Gateway Pundit last night. The outcry was so great today on the Savage Nation that I just heard the news. They just canceled the idea to do this. Now, Lynn, Massachusetts is being overrun by these children. It's being swamped. Even liberal Lynn, Massachusetts, the mayor is sending out an SOS saying, we don't know what to do. The schools are filled with them. We don't know what to do. We can't take care of them. Hospitals, schools, housing. So they're dumping them on the poorest of communities in America, and they're all bankrupt to begin with. They don't know where to turn for money. Why would Obama do this to these communities? Why would Obama attack the most vulnerable communities in America? After all, liberals always say that we have to protect the most vulnerable people, this and that. Why would they then attack the most vulnerable communities? They're not sending them to the Upper East Side. They're not putting them up in luxury hotels in Manhattan, are they? I haven't heard they're putting them up in Aspen. Anyone heard about a resort in Aspen willing to take 10,000 of the illegal alien children? After all, that's where liberals congregate in the winter for skiing. Austin, Texas. Have they sent any to Austin, Texas? After all, that's a liberal community. How about Greenwich Village? Still a very liberal area. Has anyone in Greenwich Village said that we're willing to give up our apartments in Greenwich Village, New York, because we're such good liberals? No, they're all saying put them in some dumb, poor white community somewhere. How do you feel about this? How do you cope, really, is the issue. WABC, Charlie, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Doctor? Listen, my entire news feed on Facebook, I mean, from top to bottom, is all political, because all of the sites that I like is just, it has nothing to do with, has everything to do with politics. So everything that I see is conservative politics, all of the posts on my Facebook page. And so I click and I share and I click and I share and I write comments. And I have a handful of liberal associates and friends and stuff. And they're, you know, sometimes we have arguments. And I'm just pointing out the truth. The only
Charlie, how many people do you have on your social network?
I would say probably 200.
All right. But if you add that up, if you take, let's say, if you take an aggregate of 1 million people on my show who would do it, and each of them had 200 followers, That's 200 million people would get the message.
Right.
Think about that. Think of the power of social networking, which Obama has used to hoodwink America and to put a knife in her heart. Obama has made the Statue of Liberty turn in shame and break into tears. Thank you for the call. 855-400-7282. WABC in New York City. David, welcome to the one and only Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to answer your question. The reason why is because he frankly doesn't care about this country. That's why he's dumping all this on us. Secondly, the reason how I cope with all this is I'm a historical reenactor. I study history. I focus on history. I focus on what was right. This way, if I ever have a conversation with someone, I know what I'm talking about.
But in American history, has there ever been a Benedict Arnold like this in the White House?
No.
No. Obama is a special case. He is the first Benedict Arnold that's ever occupied the White House. We've had charlatans. We have had thieves. We've had drunkards. We've had womanizers. But we've never, ever had a Benedict Arnold in the White House, have we?
There have been so many people who have tried. But because of the laws that we have, it has thwarted them. But this is
So how does this guy get away with it? Are you telling me it's all about him using the racial card? Is that really what it comes down to? Are the people that stupid?
That's exactly what it has all come down to.
You mean the white man is so guilty that he lets them get away with anything?
Yes. If I could just say this, I listened to, in 2008, when I first heard that there was a black president coming, I said, yes, that's it. And then in 2008, I listened to his speeches to get elected. The very second I listened to his speeches, all I heard was Marxist, hate-filled cruelty. And from that moment on,
But David, he's been elected twice. How did he do that? What do you mean, Americans like hate-filled rhetoric?
No, the second time was corruption and votes
yes.
for...
Yes, the second time was Romney won the first debate, smashed him to the mat. Obama looked like a bee that had walked into a can of Raid.
Yes.
The second two debates, Romney threw those debates, as sure as I'm sitting here. Romney's handlers told him, you're throwing those debates. You're going down like Joe Palooka.
I hate to say it, Mr. Savage, but goodbye, America. Thank you for taking my call. You are the man. I love the Savage Nation.
Well, that's interesting. I haven't yet given up on the good ship, America. I still believe that God sees the truth but waits, and he's been waiting and waiting and waiting. I still believe. Maybe it's from watching too many movies and writing novels myself. Maybe I still believe in Hopalong Cassidy. Maybe I still believe that someone will come along and save this nation at the last minute. I can't believe that it's over. I can't believe that this disgusting imposter can get away with this forever. I cannot believe it. Because the history of people like this is that eventually they do themselves in. The history of people like this is that they never get away with it forever. The history of people like this is eventually the people turn on them. So I haven't given up yet. WMAL in Washington. Becky, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi. I wanted to comment about the Pope. You've got him spot on. He is a Marxist. And if he wants to welcome the children, why doesn't he welcome to Argentina?
Well, I think better yet to the Vatican. I think that they should go to the Vatican, where they can enjoy the statues and the paintings and whatnot and learn art history.
And also, doesn't Harry Reid have some property in Nevada? Why don't we send him there?
Oh, Harry Reid owns Nevada. Not just he has not property there. He owns Nevada. Did you see what's going on with Harry Reid right now? The scandal that's about to bite him in the knees? It may hit him. We won't get up to that yet. 855-407-282. This is the Savage Nation. WMAL, Skip, you're on the Savage Nation from Washington, D.C.
Mr. Savage, the way I cope with this is listening to you every day. I listen to others. I actually make notes, and I do the best I can to be informed, and I talk with my liberal friends as well as my conservative friends. I read books, and believe me, I'm focused on this because I think it is a travesty what's going on in this country.
But, Skip, when you tell your liberal friends that We have infected individuals coming in with TB, scabies, H1N1. We have gang members being arrested, hiding amongst the children. What did they say to you?
Some of them are really surprised to hear this because apparently they're not paying attention and don't know these facts.
Well, the Washington Post will not publish these stories. The New York Times won't publish them. And all of the lesser newspapers follow the leader. They don't publish anything because they're all in bed with the Democrat socialist regime.
Absolutely.
Yes, I get it. I get what's going on. The uneducated voter is the most dangerous voter of all. But how do you cope with this? WJR in Detroit. Gary, what's your technique for coping with all the bad news?
Conservative talk radio, my friends. Without you guys out there, and I've been calling the stations myself and getting my opinion out there, that I would have gone mad 5 years ago because I see my great country being torn apart piece by piece, methodically, by the president himself.
When have we ever had a Benedict Arnold like this in the White House? The answer is never. The man is a Benedict Arnold. That's what I see.
The worst.
How does he get away with being an overt Benedict Arnold? How does he get away with it?
You know well, he's got the media on his side, and he hides behind his race. You know that.
All right. I have nothing to add to that or subtract from that. That's my opinion. Lexington, WVLK, John, how do you cope with the bad news?
Well, a couple ways. One way is just knowing that the November elections are coming, and I think then Republicans will control the House and Senate, and he will be a lame duck after that.
But wait a minute. He's doing things right now without the Congress, so what's to stop him once? Even if the Republicans took the Senate, nothing will stop the man.
Right, but I think impeachment will definitely come up. I think it should come up now.
Yeah, but if he brings in a couple of 100,000 illegals between now and the elections, and how many of them are going to vote in the elections? Do you think these women are not going to be marched, bust over to the polls?
Oh, I know absolutely they are. I mean, that's why they're coming in.
And if any of us say, wait a minute, she's not a citizen, what, are they going to have us arrested?
Oh, of course, because then you're racist for saying that.
I'm sick and tired of it. Every one of you needs to get a camera and go to the polls and take pictures of them. That's right. You see a bus coming up. You see a car coming up. You see someone steering them to the polls. You take a picture of it. We'll post them on michaelsavage.com. We have to do everything we can. This is our last chance. This Benedict Arnold is taking the nation apart brick by brick, day by day. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. In about 20 minutes, Benedict Arnold Obama will be giving a speech, but not about the flood of illegals coming over the border. He's going to use the charade again. He's going to announce sanctions against not Guatemala, sanctions not against Honduras, sanctions not against Mexico, but sanctions against Russia. So the man is trying to stir up an animus towards Russia. He's trying to restart the Cold War. God only knows what this will lead to. And at the same time, Pope Francis calls on the U.S. to take in all the illegal immigrants that turn up, all of them. We have to take them all in if we're really good people. At the same time, the feds announced they were going to buy a $50 million hotel for illegal children with tennis courts, sauna, pools, free Wi-Fi, medical and mental health care, dental care, educational programs, recreation, case management, and that the Baptist Child and Family Services would get $50 million a year to run this hotel for illegal aliens. That's what's going on in the world. And while this is going on, Benedict Arnold will get up and give another lie, announcing sanctions against Russia instead of sanctions against the countries that are doing this to us? Unbelievable to me. So I ask you, how do you cope with this? That's the real question. Debbie on WABC, how do you cope with all of this bad news?
Hi, I talk to my children every day. We watch conservative news programs. I post on my Facebook, and funny how I don't get many likes for, all these articles about the illegals coming in. But I feel like I have to do it for my children. And at the end of the day, it's a vodka tonic for me.
What, only one?
Well, no.
I'm saying one is a nice starter, but you still have many brain cells to go.
do. Well, it's really just listening to you now. Before you came on again, it makes my blood boil, and I'm so.
Well, Debbie, here's the thing. I have a very challenging job. I'm giving you bad news. I'm making people more unhappy than they already are. Should I not do it? What should I do?
No. We all need to be informed, and I truly appreciate that. And I pass this on to my children who look at me, and they know how I feel, and I yell.
You live in New York City. Did you read the article that the feds were going to open a $50 million resort for illegal children? Did you read that the Pope said the U.S. must welcome all illegal immigrants? Did you read any of this in your local newspapers? Of course you didn't.
Of course not. No, I heard it from you. And that's why I talk about it all the time. And my children sometimes raise their eyes and roll them at me. And I say, I don't care. I don't care. You're going
to. But if your children went to school and your children repeated what you are saying, do you know that the school officials would probably call you to school for having, they'd probably tell you that you're doing something wrong in raising your children?
I have a child that's going to sixth grade, and he wants to be homeschooled, and I am really so close to saying I can't take it anymore with what they're teaching him.
All right, but you cope by teaching your children, going on social media, and by drinking vodka at night. Okay, that's your coping mechanism. That's why God let man invent alcohol, in order to let him cope with Benedict Arnold and all of the problems on Earth. I think this is a very good idea of mine today, asking you how you cope with all this bad news. Instead of just delivering the bad news, I'm asking you how you cope. My board is full of people who have different coping mechanisms, and I can't get to all of them now. I may get to them right after the top of the hour. We've talked about how the theocracy met the autocracy. Write it down because you won't hear it anywhere else. I invented that. I created that, rather, just for you. We now have a cozy relationship between the theocracy and the autocracy. Big words, I admit. The-oc-ra-cy. Four syllables. Far beyond the average American voter. Autocracy. Autocracy. Four syllables. That's eight syllables to digest. Thanks.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to hour number three of The Savage Nation. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. In other words, it was times just like this that we're talking about on The Savage Nation. Now, we all know that we have a Benedict Arnold in the White House. It's not even a question anymore to those of us who are educated. There is no other explanation for flooding America with illegal aliens. Forget the tuberculosis among some of them. Forget the gang members being arrested and some sneaking in amongst them. Forget the fact that the cartels are laughing about it on the Internet. Just flooding America with illegal aliens against the laws of the land, against all common sense, indicates he's a Benedict Arnold. That's number one. But at the same time, the economy is booming at the high end. What you don't understand is that the high end has never done better. Here's an article from the Miami Herald just came out. Miami land fetches $100 million an acre. I said $100 million an acre. A prime waterfront site in Miami just sold for $100 million an acre as a spate of high-end development transforms downtown Miami. A 1.25-acre site on the Miami River at Biscayne Bay changed hands for a stunning 125 mil. Did you hear what I just said? And it's at 300 Biscayne Boulevard Way, where the Miami River meets Biscayne Bay. And it's the biggest sale ever, a record for a purchase that size in Miami. And they're going to build a very high-end, very expensive, obviously, group of apartments and sell them for a fortune. 2 million square feet of gross building area, views of the bay in downtown Miami. In addition, the property has access to the only private dock downtown capable of accommodating mega yachts. I know the area very well. I've been there. I've walked in there. I've run there. I've run from people there, but I generally don't run unless I'm running away from somebody. But what I'm saying is the reason there is no outcry in America is because most people in the country are fat and happy. They're grotesque. They're obese. They're bloated. They're going to Elvis Presley Graceland, stuffing themselves with poisonous, toxic Frankfurters. They're stuffing themselves at ball games. They could care less about illegal aliens flooding into the country. They could care less that the feds were going to open a $50 million resort for illegal children with tennis courts, sauna, and pools. They could care less that the Pope says you need to take them all in. They could care less that a guy on the radio named Michael Savage is so brilliant that he said, finally, we have seen the theocracy meeting the autocracy. They just don't care. It's that simple. So I then asked you at the end of last hour, given the horrible situation as it is, how do you cope with the bad news? How do you cope with Benedict Arnold in the White House? Let's start in New York City, WABC Lewis. Welcome to the Savage Nation. How do you cope with the Benedict Arnold?
Greetings, Dr. Savage. Thank you for keeping your finger on the heartbeat of America, and I cope by listening to you.
That's it?
Keep being informed.
Yes. That's me? Yeah, but what's the good of hearing the bad news, though?
I need to be informed because I don't get anything in the paper. I don't get anything in my local news. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know what's going on in this country.
Okay, that's as clear as a bell. But now, no, I guess knowledge is power to a certain extent. Knowing is better than not knowing. On the Internet, Bobby, how do you cope with Benedict Arnold in the White House?
Dr. Savage, I love it when you read out of the Old Testament, especially the book of Isaiah.
Beautiful.
And it came to me a couple of days ago. I started praying to God that this man be removed from power. So I think this great nation, all the people need to rise up and pray.
Yes, but who is going to remove him? You know the Republicans don't have the guts to remove him. The only people who can remove Benedict Arnold Obama are the Democrats who understand what he's doing to their own communities.
Well, God can part the Red Sea. He can remove Obama from power.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I agree. I totally believe that there is going to be some event that removes him from office. I believe that his own party will step in and remove him from office.
Amen.
Thank you. I believe that only the Democrats who are... Look, let's back up. Let's not be fools about it. These are big money people. There's big money in the Democrat machine. They know what he's doing. They're not stupid. They've gone along with it because they've never had it so good. But there comes a time when they realize, wait a minute, if this guy keeps going on this path, we're all going to suffer. This whole thing will blow up in our face. Maybe they could save us. I doubt it, but it could happen. There's always some unintended situation that occurs. Let's pray for the president's safety. Let's pray for his health. But I believe that there's going to be some legal maneuver. He's going to finally piss off so many Democrats that they will remove him from office. How do you cope, though, is the question. WJR, Maryland, how do you cope with Barack Benedict Obama?
The way I cope, I'm retired, and I am dedicating myself to countering the disinformation on the Internet.
So how do you counter the disinformation on the Internet?
Okay. I mean, there's a professional disinformation. They have fake people who go out to these websites.
I know that. And do you know that Obama has hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars spent every day refuting everything on every Internet site about him? Do you know that?
Oh, I know it because I get beat up. Because the way I do it is I have access to a site that maybe used to get 1 million hits a month. And sometimes they get linked to Drudge. It gets 1 billion hits a month. If I'm lucky, my comment will roll up, and I'll get access. And what I do is I'm very entertaining, but I use facts, and I use their own media against them. I use the New York Times, the L.A. Times, the mainstream media from years ago, and I show how these politicians are lying.
I get it, but does anyone say you're right, finally? Do they believe you?
Well, you know, you can't trust what you hear, what you read on the Internet. But
well, let me give you an example of what happened. Yesterday, a site posted the fact that Michael Savage on streaming radio is the king of talk radio with a 20 share. Rush Limbaugh has a 12 share. Well, all the haters went on the site. All of my competitors in the media who have their own minions who they hire started putting out lies about ratings. They started to attack me. it was a campaign of disinformation about my own ratings, even though it was in black and white. I know very well that any positive article about me is followed by hatred.
Oh, I know, because I try to defend you, and I post things that you have. But the deal is, I get beat up every day, and I don't mean by comments. I mean my computer gets attacked, because I'm very effective. And how do I know if I'm effective? Because sometimes I use keywords that no one else uses, a vocabulary.
Marilyn, what's going to happen in October, just before the election, and I've timed it for that. It's my last major nonfiction book. I'm never writing another one. Never. I'm never doing a book like this again. It's my last chance, my last hurrah. Stop the coming civil war. Now, it's a huge major publisher, a major publisher. It'll be in every bookstore in the country. Tell me what's going to happen when that book comes out. You know and I know there's going to be a disinformation campaign against me in that book.
Yes, and I know that most people believe the disinformation. But the thing is, you have to keep doing it. Because here's what I find. I use keywords every now and then. I've heard a congressman or a senator use the exact sentences in the information that I put up.
Yes, I have found that the latest one is the word stunt. All the Democrats have been using the word stunt whenever anyone catches them in what they are doing. Whenever they catch Benedict Arnold Obama, they say it's a stunt. Have you noticed the word stunt has been used recently?
Oh, yeah. It's a script, and it passes so fast. And, you know, at this point, I don't care how it passes. I just know it's out there. I know I'm old. I used to work in IT in the government, and I know it's, and I know I even have a fear of losing my pension over this. Because
No. Marilyn, I want to ask you something. Do you listen to my show regularly? How often? How long a day? I'm really curious.
I listen. It's on from 3 to 5 in Detroit, and I listen, sometimes I pick it up at night on the Internet. I'll listen to it twice.
Would you do me a favor, Marilyn, assuming I'm still here, it's all up to God, as you well know. Assuming I'm still here in October, when my book comes out, Stop the Coming Civil War, would you help me by going on your social network and tell people to at least look at it in a bookstore?
Yes, and I will not do it by saying, read Michael Savage's book. I will find something in your book that they do not believe, and I will validate it.
I see. You'll hook them in that way.
If I use conversation and opinion, I would have no power. The reason I know I have effect is because of the way I get beat up by professional hackers. I'm not kidding. Every day I have to reload my operating system so many times. I'm like a cockroach that you step on, and I go in a circle, and you lift your shoe, and she's still alive.
Don't call yourself that. You're a patriot, not a cockroach.
But isn't it
true that Obama has minions, hundreds of people that work for the government to put out disinformation? Every second that a site comes up with anything about him that's negative, they attack them.
And this disinformation, it goes back. And I was not in security, but I was in a position of government statistics. And this is years ago, and I can tell you something I was always afraid to say because I thought they would take my pension, is I had an economist call me up and ask me to change the weights on a very important data file that would be published as records, facts of the American government. And I said, why are you doing this? And he said, well, you see, we have all these people over the age of 105 and under the age of 5 who are working and paying taxes, and, you know, we can't have that on our records. Now I know that was illegals.
Oh, my God. In other words, there were no such people. They were phantom workers.
All the government data is weighted, and who pulls the samples? The government pulls the samples.
How many people do you estimate the White House has putting out lying Internet postings? For example, the positive article about my ratings being number one on Internet or streaming radio, immediately the haters started streaming onto that site, putting out lies. How many of them do you think work for Benedict Arnold Obama? I would think many.
Not directly, but through local party groups. And you have the schmoes that just go out and pretend to be an average mailman. But you have the people that can block a website, and that goes beyond being a party schmo, where you can't get to a website that has important links on it. I have trouble with a really important site right now that I can't get to.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I've had my site hit and hacked many times. Well, you're a great woman, Marilyn. I have to say, maybe it's people like you who can save us. Do you actually believe that Benedict Arnold Obama will be stopped?
No.
Your sigh is good enough for me. Your sigh is good enough for me. Kevin, on KSFO, how do you cope with Benedict Arnold?
Oh, thank you, Malcolm Mike. before I see you, but I did. Hey, I'll make this quick. I know your time's precious. Love talking to you. I love listening to you every day. I go out with my dog, just like you and Teddy. He's more peace and sanity than anything I can think of. I go to my little playroom. I hop on the bike, and I ride for about 40 minutes, and I proceed to do my lifting, my power lifting. And that's what I do, because I'm retired law, and right now that keeps my sanity. And listening to you over the
stereo. I can't imagine how a retired policeman or military man can take what's going on. I don't understand how they can cope with it. Thank you for calling the program. It's now almost 18 and a half minutes after the hour. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
I think there are some aspects of that that we are able to do with our executive authority alone. That is why, for example, the president has acted using his executive authority to deploy
criminal.
Criminal resources.
You're a complicit criminal, you double-talking liar, you.
Support system. That would allow us
to... Okay, see, the double-talking spokesmouth in a sane society, people would remember what the spokesmouth has just said. He's been using his glib mouth his whole life to sell lies, so Obama hired him because, as you well know by the PETA principle, the bigger the liar you are, the higher up the food chain of politics you go. So now this young liar, who is now the spokesmouth, the current spokesmouth for Obama, is saying with a geo-cheerful guile, golly gee, executive authority, yes, indeedy, we've got something brand new here. We're repackaging dictatorship. That's right. It's called executive authority. By golly, we just love it over here in the Obama White House. Now, we know it's dictatorship. But golly, it's a beautiful thing we're selling you rubes out there. At least I think that that's what you're hearing, right? Now look, the problem is we see rows of children stacked in government warehouses, sick and tired, tuberculosis, swine flu. These are the huddled masses. But if you remember what I taught you before, someone challenged me on this 3 weeks ago when he said he's in favor of taking them all in. Because the Statue of Liberty, he reminded me, said, give us your poor and huddled masses, etc. Yeah, but we didn't have a welfare state then, did we? See, you brought in the poor and huddled masses to work in the factories. Even children were put into factories. You didn't know that. It wasn't about the huddled masses when that was put on the Statue of Liberty. It was about cheap labor. That's why they were living 16 to a room in tenements in New York City. They were working. Everybody worked. Nobody got a handout. There was no food stamps, no government cheese, no free medical care, no free legal care, no lawyers, nothing. So sure they needed the huddled masses to make the machines run. We don't have the ability to carry these people in our society. And many of them are sick, many of them are criminals. Everyone knows that on the border, except the lady getting into the limousine in Manhattan who thinks it's all a joke. And yet we have a humanitarian streak in us. How many more can we take in? The sick and the tired. I believe that the humanitarian thing to do is to put the military on the border immediately. Certainly the National Guard of Texas, National Guard of Arizona, National Guard of New Mexico can be put on the border right now without the government, without the criminal centralized authority saying you can or cannot do it. That's what the National Guard is for, is to protect the state, for God's sakes. Governor Perry, instead of talking, should put the National Guard down there. See, that's why I don't trust Governor Perry. He's big on using the crisis like Glenn Beck is. Everyone's using this crisis to their own ends, but they're not doing anything. Put the Texas National Guard on the border. Put the Arizona National Guard on the border and tell the federal government, we're not going to let you send infected people into my state. It's a matter of public safety for the children. Period. End of story. Then... set up hospitals, bring in Doctors Without Borders, treat them for the diseases, give them a meal, give them some money, and send them home immediately. You got the buses. You got DHS buses, probably thousands of them, doing nothing. Put the DHS buses on the border and bring them all back right over the border to Mexico. Return to sender. Don't take them to Guatemala or El Salvador. Put them in Mexico. It was the Mexican government that was complicit in bringing them in, so give them back to Mexico. This is a plan between the Mexican government and elements within the Obama White House. You can pretty much figure out who. This didn't happen by accident. So I'm sorry you have to send him back to Mexico. That's all. They'll give them a nice home, I'm sure. I'm sure they will. Health threat to a nation, big business interests making amnesty push, etc. But many of these young people, how are children going to work? You understand that? You know, there is a bill that's been put forward that could stop this. I don't want to read it because those technical bills bore me, I'll be honest with you. But it's a bipartisan bill with a Democrat of Hispanic...
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
As it stands, our society is not yet colorblind, nor should it be, given the disparities that still afflict and divide us. We must be color brave and must never forget that all are made better and more prosperous if all are given equal opportunities.
So Eric Holder is pushing race hatred again. Every other day, another speech on racial division. Every other day, the big lie that there's no equal opportunity, even though the government spends billions of dollars a year to impose equal opportunity where there is more than enough equal opportunity. Even though everyone bends over backwards to make sure white males are pushed aside, that's not good enough, Eric Holder. No, he said we must be color brave, whatever that means. I wonder which college moron wrote that for him. What is socialism? Well, it has to do with an awful lot of things. It has to do with property. There's 100 definitions of socialism, 1,000 sects of socialism. Most of you don't know that. See, most of you say Marxist or socialist, you think it's one thing. And if you actually review it, there are many, many different definitions of socialism and 1,000 sects of socialists. It has to do with property. It has to do with access. And what we have in the White House is a form of Leninism, not Marxism per se. I wrote that in a book, two books ago. And there were primitive socialists known as communists who wanted to abolish private property altogether. That's not what Obama and Holder and Feinstein and Pelosi want to do. Not at all. You understand that? In primitive communism, the state owned all the property. That's not what they're saying. Their billionaires and trillionaires own all the property. See, they don't want the state to own it. They want the people whose planes they fly on to own it. That's how it works. So now what Holder does is divide and conquer. Him and Obama have a very simple stratagem. It's worked for them to get where they are, even though they're third-rate minds. Very dangerous, very, very calculating, but not really the highest level of humanity. They're third-rate minds. None of them have invented anything. None of them have written anything anyone would ever remember. They're not known for any musical composition, novels, poetry, art, sculpture, nothing. They're known for nothing, no scientific advancement. They're known only for advancing hatred in the society. That's all they'll be remembered for if eventually they are thrown out or someone else is elected, which is increasingly unlikely. It looks increasingly unlikely that these politicians will ever let a fair election occur in this country again. I don't think there's been a fair one for a while. I'm pretty sure Obama stole the last election. How did he do it? You don't remember this. Just before the last election, 2012, remember what he did in 2011? He gave amnesty to 3 million so-called dreamers, 3.5 million to be exact. And what was the margin by which he beat Romney? 3.5 million votes. You don't remember any of this. He's doing it again. What do you think these women and children are here for? You think anyone's going to... Do you realize if a two-year-old went into a poll in California, they would let them vote? The little old lady with blue hair, sitting there from the League of Communist Women Voters, they'd say, oh, well, we can't ask for their national identity. It would be racist. How do you feel about churches making billions through federal contracts? You feel good about that? You don't want to hear me saying that Harry Reid is the biggest liar in the history of the universe, because what I'm about to play for you will make your ears steam and probably burn off your head. In 1993, Harry Reid opposed illegal alien freeloaders and phony asylum seekers. That was Harry Reid in 1993. And we have the sound for you right now on the Savage Nation. Neil, play clip 3.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant?
No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee a full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country, county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
That's Harry Reid, who now supports broken borders. This is Harry Reid in 1993 calling for an end to birthright citizenship. This is Harry Reid attacking Hispanics. This is Harry Reid saying Hispanics are violating our law. This is Harry Reid filing a bill that would have done exactly what some Republicans now demand, end birthright citizenship for children of illegal aliens. Israel warns 100,000 residents of Gaza to leave. They're getting ready for a ground invasion. The Israelis have raised 8,000 additional reservists. They're going in to clean the clock of the rocket throwers. They had enough of the rockets landing in their children's nurseries. They don't care what the insane left says about them. They're ready to defend their children and women. They're not going to disappear and be thrown into the Mediterranean. They're going to clean out Gaza and take it back. They never should have given it to them. Of course, that was a big mistake. We talked about it when it was done. We knew what would happen. But, you know, this should be a warning of what's going to happen if Israel's forced to give up the so-called West Bank, which is biblically Judea and Samaria. In other words, if they're doing this for a little strip of sand called Gaza, what are these haters going to do if you give them half of Israel? They're going to open a falafel stand? Are you people insane? It's a war to end all wars. It's win or lose. It's kill or be killed. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. Nothing. Nothing anyone can do about it. How do you feel about churches making billions on Obama contracts to cater to illegal aliens? Do you understand what he's doing to you? Do you have any idea that he covers up one scandal with the next? And
then on the next morning show,
he makes them larger than the one before it, so you forget the one just before it? The one that was just before the flood of illegals from Central America was the VA hospital scandal, which has now been swept off the table by this diabolical administration. It's a diabolical administration. Forget any other word. They're villainous in what they're doing. In other words, instead of meeting the problem even halfway, acknowledging the problem, trying to fix it, they create a bigger problem. So now we're going to go back in time together. We have the flood of illegals being brought in by this administration on purpose. It was planned. Prior to that, we had the VA scandal of veterans dying in hospital hallways. Prior to that, if I remember correctly, we had the IRS scandal with hard drives being destroyed, something done only by criminals. If you destroy a hard drive, that's a criminal act. What preceded the hard drive scandal of the IRS? Does anyone remember? Well, you remember Benghazi? That was five scandals ago. What preceded Benghazi? Do you remember the Fast and Furious scandal from the beginning of his first term, where they sent machine guns to drug cartels in Mexico? Have you forgotten that? How many scandals can an administration be directly involved in and get away with them? The answer is apparently any number when you have no opposition party and no press. That's all. It's that simple. So what can I do about it? I'm only a commentator. I have no control, no power. I'm no authority. Even if I were U.S. Senator, I want you to see how bad the situation is. If I were U.S. Senator, what power would I have? The answer is none. None. If you have a weak-willed opposition party under the leadership of a weak-willed leader like John Boehner, what can you do about it? Well, what you can do about it is what people are doing. They're lining up, and they're stopping the buses. They're making the buses back up. They're not letting them into their schools. They're saying, not in my backyard. And even Democrats are doing this. Maryland, of all places, Democrat is Maryland, as they said no to the illegals. No to the illegals. That's Nancy Pelosi's hometown. Maryland said no. Why? Because they know it will bust the schools and bust the hospitals even further. I mean, even they have limits. And what I'm trying to tell you is that I'm appealing, actually, to the senior members of the Democrat Party, no matter how liberal they may be, to stop this administration before they kill the country. Do you understand what I just said to you? There comes a point that only the leaders of the Democrat Party can stop what's going on. We can't count on the Republicans. There's no press. There's no Supreme Court to him. Only the Democrat leadership can stop this. So go back in the scandals. Follow the timeline. Start with Fast and Furious. Go all the way forward. I've probably forgotten 10 of them. You remember what he passed on a New Year's Eve while you were asleep? Do you know about the NDAA? You know what that law is? Do you know what the NDAA is? Remember that scandal? In the middle of the night, the secret puppet masters behind this Marxist socialist death spiral that threatens to destroy the free nation we love, passed the law that permits the U.S. government to arrest anyone without a court order for any reason. You understand what I just said to you? You can't make this stuff up. It sounds like fiction. You know, if this goes on and we lose the country, no one will remember what's going on. We'll just lose the country. It'll be wiped away from our history books by Doris Kearns Goodwin and the other fabulous biographers of the government media complex. What I'm saying to you, if we do manage to save this republic and people do look back into the Marxist socialist death spiral that Obama, Holder, and the Four Horsewomen of the Apocalypse have put us in, they will understand that there's been a timeline of all the scandals to understand what he did to us and how he did it and in what way. It will be studied in school. It will be studied in school in the future to see what can happen when you have a rogue administration that's villainous. That's what we're facing right now. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
How do you feel about churches making billions? How do you feel about churches making billions on Obama contracts to cater to illegal aliens? Doesn't it offend anyone out there? Okay, then I'll move on. You don't care that they're getting swimming pools and tennis courts. BCFS contract for the Palmier Hotel is worth $50 million a year to the Baptist Child and Family Services operation. That's the Baptist. Notice how they use an acronym to cover up the church connection. It's now BCFS. It's no longer Baptist Child and Family Services. See, that's La Raza. Changed their name from La Raza to LR something else. Once they know that people are infuriated by their connection to Obama, they go from a church to an acronym. Now, I told you about Catholic charities, how most of their revenue comes from you to Obama. I told you the connection between the theocracy and the autocracy. Is it falling on deaf ears? Do you notice that the left, which has attacked churches for ages, is now in sync with the theocracy meeting the autocracy? Because the churches are no longer teaching religion. See, once the churches became liberalized and stopped teaching religious doctrine, they were suddenly acceptable to the Marxists on the left. Wait, it gets even better. Are you ready? Marxist Pope Francis tells the U.S. to welcome illegal aliens. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. In a message to the Mexico Holy See Colloquium on Migration and Development, Marxist Pope Francis said, well, I don't have to tell you what he said. We know who he is, and we know how he came to power. Remember, he is the first non-European pope in 1,400 years. Who picked him? How did this man who grew up under a Marxist dictatorship suddenly get selected by the Catholic Church to be pope? And why? At the same time, we have a Marxist presidency. How did that happen? He gives you a whole story about how we have to accept them. I would say the Vatican should accept them. They have lots of fine art. They could sell off some of their Michelangelos and Raphaels. In fact, I'd line up and buy one. Released illegal alien arrested for murder. That's on the top of the Drudge Report. He came here making believe he was a child. He had children with him. He went and killed someone, butchered her. Released illegal alien arrested for murder. But look, I understand you don't want to hear about this. You'd rather listen to someone talking about naked girls, lesbians, squeezing balloons inside his studio and making them into animals, pornographic animals. That's where the money is in radio today. The money in radio today is in entertainment. Nobody wants to hear any of this. I mean, you don't want to hear about the theocracy meeting the autocracy. You don't want to hear about your churches being an arm of the Marxist regime that's running America off the cliff. You don't want to hear me saying the Pope is a Marxist. It makes you uncomfortable. Because in the old days, the church was opposed by the socialist. First thing the socialist did was really debase the church. Let's go back to the Communist Revolution. I'm a student of Bolshevism. They sacked the churches. They stole the religious items. They killed the priests. You don't know any of this. The communists killed the priests and sacked the churches, by and large, because they hated religion. They wanted to replace religion with the state. They said religion is the opiate of the masses. Karl Marx, religion is the opiate of the masses. Well, now we wake up and we say suddenly, wait a minute, the theocracy has joined the state, the Marxist state. So you can turn it around from religion is the opiate of the masses to something else. All right. You don't want to hear about it. I don't think anyone cares about it. There's probably 30 people left in America who cares about America. Is there still an America? I want to know, is there still an America? Is my definition of a nation as borders, language, and culture still viable in an age of international Marxism? Okay, as we come to the end of hour number three on the Savage Nation this Wednesday, July 16th, 2014, here are the headlines. Your federal government is opening a $50 million resort for illegal children, complete with tennis courts, sauna, and pools. Wait, it gets even better. Take a guess who gets the contract. You ready? Baptist Child and Family Services, operating under an Obama federal contract. Are you listening? Did you hear what I just said to you? A resort hotel for illegal alien children, $50 million resort, run by the Baptist Child and Family Services. Did you hear what I said to you? You don't want to believe me, but my friends, in the United States of America, the theocracy has met the autocracy. Meanwhile, Dems are pushing amnesty, saying, this is America. Our doors are open. A released illegal alien has been arrested for murder. Maryland governor, Democrat, says to the White House, do not send illegals to my state. Connecticut rejects these children. An influx is overwhelming a liberal Democrat Massachusetts town. Illegals are hiding in natural gas pipelines. Pregnant teens surge. Hundreds of cities fight back against Obama's invasion. Israel, meanwhile, is warning 100,000 Gaza residents to get out. They're about to invade. 8,000 additional Israeli reservists have been called up. Russia to reopen Soviet-era spy post on Cuba. Thank you very much, Barack Obama. We're back to the Cold War. But the average moron wouldn't care or wouldn't know. On MichaelSavage.com, Harry Reid's name surfaces in Utah bribery case. An Obama supporter, a law professor, a real one, says the president is trampling the Constitution. Well, do something about it. Of course he's trampling the Constitution. So do something about it. I love the Democrats are saying this. Great. Jonathan Turley. Why doesn't he march outside with a sign with his other lawyer friends? Well, that's it for today. God bless America. And good night from Michael Savage.
Savage.